Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, another choice, this time for State Department. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen the ExxonMobil chief, Rex Tillerson, to be Secretary of State amid, as the Times puts it, bipartisan concerns about his relationship with Vladimir Putin and Russia.
And, of course, we know that Tillerson himself has his own business interest in Russia. We do know that Trump has business interests there, but, of course, he has them anywhere around the world. He now says, David, as he's been saying for quite a while, that he is going to turn over his business to his children, but he doesn't have to. He tweets. And the way that this is looking is more and more suspicious because we now see that John McCain and a number of Republicans, plus the Speaker of the House, plus Mitch McConnell, the head man in the Senate, are all saying that this has to be investigated. The idea of a special committee has been thwarted by McConnell, who now says that the regular committees can handle this business. I'm a little concerned about that, because while he says it's bipartisan, we all know that the committee structure in the Senate does favor the Republicans in terms of calling the shots. Meantime, we see the Clintons calling for the electors to be briefed with the intelligence. It is getting to be more and more strange as President-elect Trump tweets, and one wonders if this is a responsible way of running the government. But that's what he's doing, and right now it doesn't look like there's going to be any change in the way in which this election is going to be certified. Nevertheless, when you get the moderate Republicans or not-so-moderate Republicans saying that this is strange, that the Russians are no friends of ours, it makes a certain amount of sense that one could hold their breath, because it would appear to me that the Republican establishment is not happy with Trump.
Meantime, President Obama was on The Daily Show and told host Trevor Noah that Hillary Clinton's emails were not very interesting, but still ended up being an obsession in the election when folks really should have been more concerned about Russia and their connection to the U.S. election.
Well, he's right, of course. The problem, of course, David, is that the emails didn't become an obsession for no reason at all. This is what the Republicans did in this election, and they did it over and over and over again, which is, of course, one of the great marks of propaganda that we see. So, in other words, it isn't as if the emails became an obsession out of thin air. This was purposeful, it was done for a reason, and it worked.
Let's go from there to an editorial, this on declassifying the Senate torture report. A chronicle of U.S. abuses committed after September 11th attacks should be declassified, says the New York Times and other papers.
Well, of course the Times is right. Here's why. You can't have a democracy unless you have an informed electorate. You can't have an informed electorate if a good deal of what goes on in this country or by this country is classified. Look, it's not going to be an easy thing to have happen. And I think we pretty well know that a lot of this was happening, but I don't think it will shock anybody that we were doing waterboarding, we were doing other things, we were putting people in rooms naked with lights on. There will be those people in this country who say, well, look, they tried to kill us, and we had to try to kill them back. We had to get the information that we needed. There will always be somebody who says, if you put somebody's head in the toilet and you save a kid, for example, that in fact you are operating correctly. It's a tempting proposition, but what they can do to one person, they can do to anybody. And that is why Americans don't torture, says John McCain, because when you start torturing them, they start torturing you. And he should know, because he was tortured.
Finally, to a profile of Betsy DeVos, the pick for education chief, and how she bent, quote, Detroit to her will. But the question that is brought up in the article is, will she bring a free market approach to America's public schools?
Well, look, this has been a red-letter Republican approach. The charter school movement has been out there, for example, choice and vouchers. We have seen it all before. Now Trump, as the president, will have the opportunity to try to make this thing happen. And it may well happen because you have a Republican House and a Republican Senate and a Republican president, and there's very little that is going to be there to stop it. You'll see the teachers' unions and others mobilizing like crazy in order to put a stop to it. They will have adherence in the Congress, and they represent a good number of votes. We saw Andrew Cuomo take on the teachers' union very early in New York State and run after that mobilization happened. So it could happen on the national level. On the other hand, one would think that the advantage will be there. This idea of choice will ruin public education. That's so-called choice.